Blog Talk Radio.
Your bouncers, Judy and Luco.
Hey, y'all.
You guys should be able to hear me fine. I got the good phone going here.
Mm-hmm. Forever young, baby.
Are forever young. I'm forever young. And we're going to hear some more exciting worship tonight with Luco Evans. And with, I love Luco's Victory Ballad, and Lincoln Brewster, God You Reign. Is that guitar playing too, Luco? Is there words to that one?
Yeah, that's actual words.
Oh, okay. And is he one of your favorites, Luco Brewster?
Yeah. He's my favorite worship dude.
So cool. Wow, this is wonderful. Well, buddy. We're so happy to be. Sure. And if you're a guest in the chat room, please take this time to go make a fake name We don't care. We just want to call you by a name in the chat room and get to know you and love on you. And it feels like you're spying on us if you don't make a name, so I kick you out.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of creepy, guess. You guys are creepers.
Yeah, I mean, we're stalky creep. I mean, we are creepy stalkers at RCC, we are. But,
see, but we're open about it.
Yeah, we're open about it.
Yeah.
We let you know, look, I'm after you. Something in me says I need to chase you, and we do it like that. We just let you know straight up, I'm stalking. But when
you
do it,
if you want to creep on us, just make a fake name and then do it. That's okay, because we creep on you anyway. So.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
So. Be that your beautiful wife Tana is on the phone, and we have awesome Chris from Ohio. I'm not going to unmute people yet, though. Need to make sure that I got to talk to this glorious bride, Luco. Luco. and before I do that, I want to say hello, Stacy. Hello, Carol. Hello, Joe Gretto and Kenneth Lachlan and Luco. And I already saw you. Oli Bill and Raina and Michelle and Rojo. So nice to see y'all, church here. And welcome, 3,000 listeners, unless Blog Talk is lying to us. We have 3,000 live listeners per episode average. So, Luco, anything you want to talk about? Any God thing? Any life thing?
I say we get to the worship music. I'm feeling like want to listen to some worship music.
Really? You want to do that right away then, huh?
Well, I mean, if you had something else you want to talk about, but I don't know. I say we just randomly, like, throughout the radio show, just break out in the worship song or something like that. That'd be cool.
I do. I like that. I like that idea, and we definitely
We don't want any routines. We don't want to be all like, all right, y'all, worship's at the end. No, we do worship whenever we want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we sure do. We sure do. Mm-hmm. We let Jesus here. He's the pastor.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome, Roman, to the chat room. Welcome, Jason 302. Hi, Stacy. Stacy's here with us. M. Bell. Yahoo! Call in, M. Bell. Why do I get a burst of bubbles when I see him? Come on, M. Bell.
Because it makes, like, you know what we're doing is still right when M. Bell agrees with it. You know, that's what I always say.
M. Bell don't agree with all this insolence. He does not. He doesn't. He doesn't.
But he's here, so that's what matters.
That's right. I don't agree with Bell on everything. I mean, I'm like Keith when it comes to Bell. I spit out the bad and take the good. You know what? Amen. I'm kidding, Bell, actually. Bell, I'm kidding. I actually love all of Bell's ideas and videos. I actually don't spit out anything when I watch his stuff. I like it.
And Bell has cool hair. I always think that.
He's a lady killer with the hair, you know. He's got it going on. You know, what can he say? I told you I saw his glorified self in heaven. Have I said that on the air?
Yeah, I heard about that. You said he was just walking around with some books or something like that.
Big old stack of books, and he had big old muscles. Yeah, it was cool. He looked, you know, dark hair, strong, happy. He was super strong.
I bet they were all picture books. He likes the pictures a bit, like a little kid, you know what I'm saying?
They were coloring.
I always
liked
the picture books.
See, if he called in, we wouldn't slam him, but since he's not calling in, we can just sit here and talk about how M. Bell carries coloring heaven.
Books are to thumb people with, he says. That's a good point. It's the only thing I'd use a book for. I hate reading.
Yeah, I kind of like to read. I haven't done much in 125 days, but I do like to read. I've got so many books. You know, I was on a Doug Hamp trip. I just love Doug Hamp and all his ideas, and I ordered all his books. But since the Lord fell on Little John, I can't. I'm usually in a trance of love and glory, and I can't get off my bed, or I'm just sitting here singing to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Well,
all right, let's get some groovy music going.
Well, let's let's say a prayer. Lord, we love you. Oh, there's Red X. She's here. We can start church now. Red X has. She's not even doing her 15 minutes. She was only 10 minutes late. That's so cool. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much for letting us all fellowship together. We thank you that you're our pastor, and you will guide and move this service in the way that you want it. We love you so much, Lord. Thank you that we have this opportunity to love you and love each other. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. All God's children say,
amen. So, for a worship song, just play the Lincoln Brewster one and just trance out, or what? Already? You want to do that?
Sure.
Already?
Sure.
All right, we do have callers on the line, but we'll worship one more time. You say so? Yeah.
Oh yeah, totally.
I'm going to mute myself and speak in tongues. I just encourage the church to worship the Lord with us here. It certainly is a good day to be alive, and here I'll press play.
You count the stars.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We love you, God. You reign. Luco, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you using the iPhone?
But I'm in a different part of the house, and I wasn't sure if it would work over here. But because when I was hearing the song, it was kind of cutting out. But as long as I'm not, cool. Thank you for that worship today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I really like that song.
I'm going to see if M. Bell can figure out what psalm I'm reading from the Rice Krispie Treat International version of the Bible. So I'm going to read it now. What a beautiful thing, God, to give thanks, to sing an anthem to you, the high God, to announce your love each daybreak, seeing your faithful presence all through the night, accompanied by dulcimer and harp and full-bodied music of strings. You make me so happy, God. I saw your work and I shouted for joy. How magnificent your work, God. How profound your thoughts. Fillers never notice what you do. Fools never get it. When the wicked popped up like weeds and all the evil men and women took over, you mowed them down, finished them off once and for all. You, God, are high and eternal. Look at your enemies, God. Look at your enemies, ruined, scattered to the winds, all those hirelings of evil. But you've made me strong as a charging bison. You've honored me with a festive parade. The sight of my critics going down is still fresh, and the rest of my malicious detractors. My ears are filled with the sounds of promise. Good people will prosper like palm trees, grow tall like Lebanon cedars, transplanted to God's courtyard. They'll grow tall in the presence of God. Life in green, viral. No, I know that word. Still an old age. Viral. No, that's not viral. It's viral. Such witnesses to upright God, my mountain, my huge holy mountain. Okay, so I'm reading another one. God is king, robed and ruling. God is robed and surging with strength. And yes, the world is firm, immovable, your throne ever firm, you're eternal. Sea storms are up, God, sea storms wild and roaring, sea storms with thunderous breakers, stronger than wild sea storms, mightier than sea storm breakers. Mighty God rules from high heaven. What you say goes, it always has. Beauty and holy mark your palace rule, God, to the very end of time. Hallelujah. Welcome, Kishon. Nice to see you in the chat room. You must have got here late. Yes, very good. Red X got it. Who else won? Red X won. She's the only one that got it. Yep, Psalm 92 and Psalm 93 in the Rice Krispie International version of the Bible. I love God. He's so wonderful. Well, let's bring on some of our beautiful rapture-centric warrior brides and hear what God is saying through them. If you're a guest in the chat room, please make yourself a profile name. You can make a fake name. We just want to love on you. If you don't, you're getting kicked out in 10 minutes. God bless you. All right. Welcome, Tana. Hi, Tana.
Hello. Hi, I love you.
Hi, Tonley.
Hi, Luco. I love you, baby cake.
Love you too.
Hi, Chad. I love you all. I'm working in a little SpongeBob action today, so I'm not in chat. But I just want to say I love you all. I have to go on set now. But hi. Hi.
Hi.
Or do I put you on mute?
I am gonna have to hang up, so I'll just call back. And when I'm offset.
She's so cute. She wears a SpongeBob outfit, and she does fun stuff.
I love you, Jesus. What?
We should post a picture of you in your SpongeBob outfit in chat. They would never believe it was you.
I think Luco has one, right? Oh, you have one too, don't you?
Yeah,
a SpongeBob outfit?
Yeah, I sent you one.
Yeah,
I even saw a video, too.
Yeah. Anyway, I love you all. Have a good service. I wish I could listen to all of it, but...
Love you,
Are you
going to
be in chat later?
I'm not in right now, so I don't know if I can get in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can, but have Raina explain how to do it, because Blog Talk kicks you out of chat now. They used to never do that. But there is a way to jump back in, and Raina's really good at it because Blah taught her how to do it. Apparently, there's a sneaky way to do it.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm not going to be home until like 7, so I'll check to see if y'all are chatting.
I'm going to keep the chat room open, but I'm actually going to go to bed early tonight, too. But thank you, Tana. We love you. We'll miss
you
in chat.
Love
you. We'll see you in the air tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I'll see you soon. I'm ready to go. It's going to be funny because it can be translated now while I'm in SpongeBob, because the only thing that would be left would be this box on the ground. And you're like, where did the legs go? Where did the arms go? That would be awesome. What a great witness. It's a box. Let's do it. Let's do it. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go now. All right. I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie. We love you. And
bye.
Can
love
give
you
me
too.
Some- Anna, can you give me some grandkids really quickly?
Well, as soon as I get in heaven, I'll have to ask me twice.
Okay.
Oh, I have to talk to Luca about that, though. I have to ask Luca.
Wow, Judy.
He's in charge of that. Anyway, I'll talk to you all later.
Creepy grandma, Luca. I'm not trying to scare you, but I am. I am. Be afraid.
You don't have to try to scare me, Judy.
Hello.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hello, is this Chris Nicholson? I'm sorry, Chris from Ohio. Wait, she hung up. Said hello.
Oh, yeah.
She probably
you offended her. Good job. Good job, Judy.
Just say I don't want to talk, Judy, big booty. Okay. Alana won't hang up on me. Hi, Alana.
I don't laugh if she hangs up. Oh.
No, I won't. I won't hang up. I'm on a serious chill vibe, but I just want to say hello to all who are on.
Hello to you, too.
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You know what? God is good. You know, if you're wondering about your walk, did you learn something new today? Did he show you something new? Then you still walk. Did he let you cruise? Then you still walk. You know, not every day is a day of vision flashing. But you can still feel it. So that's my bit of encouragement to all of us who are kind of out here and trying to get that walk right.
That's deep.
Yes, I appreciate that. You know, that's all that I can share today. It's just really about that walk, that every second could get translated in about a half second, but on the other hand, I'm not going to hold it to nothing. You know? And then we're both of them. And I'm the poster child for adrenal fatigue.
Amen.
Hey, you know, if you haven't had it, you haven't really rocked the party yet.
A lot. The party.
So, how's everybody's walk going? How are you managing your day-to-day? You know, can you use some encouragement? Did you hear something new today that you weren't quite sure about? Talk to us, you know? Come on, bring it.
Yeah. Amen. Well, Chris from Ohio and Jim from Acts 2:17 just hung up, and I was just about to take their call.
Jim.
So,
Jim, you naughty boy.
Jim, you need to call back, and you need to call back Chris from Ohio. That's just not acceptable. I'm calling you out. I'm exposing you as someone that crank calls.
You prank called a professional radio organization. That's a felony.
Tell her, Jim.
Hey, sorry.
Jimmy boy.
How are you?
Pretty good. Sorry if you guys tried to talk to me earlier. My wife called and I just had to swap the phone, so I don't know if you were like, hello.
Oh, how funny. But can you talk now for a minute or two?
Yeah, I can talk.
How's your day?
Since we're all being transparent, I want you guys to start calling me Carlos.
Oh, Carlos. Okay. Let's call him Carlos.
No, it's okay.
Wait a second.
Hey, I was thinking, you know how everybody's been excited about, you know, learning that there's going to be marriage and having kids in heaven, but God was telling me recently that for all the people that like to sleep, there's also going to be sleep in heaven.
No way, that's awesome.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, we always hear, you know, we're going to be awake all the time. You're never going to have to rest anymore. But, I mean, sleep is awesome. And so, you know, God's not going to take that away from us if you like to sleep. I mean, we're going to have sleep or something like it, like something that's even better.
Yeah, if you ever get bored, you know, sleep all the time.
Yeah, like just wind down time.
I like that idea.
So that's all I wanted to share. That's all I got.
Well, so
I'm
going to
try sleeping underwater just to say I've done it before.
But yeah, that'd be cool.
I think it's going to be cool because I think it's just going to be blessed and rest. It's fun. Relax. Hey, Jim. Can you hear me, buddy? God shows you. It's very cool.
Oh, thanks.
Yep.
I enjoyed all the, I listened to all the transparency videos this afternoon. I appreciate you sharing all that, Judy.
Oh, you betcha, lifesavers. Thank you there, Jimbo, my brother. Jimbo's my little brother.
Does that mean he's my uncle?
Yeah, he's your uncle.
Uncle Jimbo?
Uncle Jimbo, yeah, you can call me that if you want. Or Uncle Carlos.
Uncle Carlos? No,
sorry,
I can't take that seriously. I have to call you Jimbo.
All right, that'll work.
Okay. M. Bell says, Luco is transparent.
Technically,
oh,
being naked is also being transparent, you see.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, Jim. So what are you going to do? Are you going to rest in heaven and sleep for a while?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess I'm just going to do it whenever I want to. Probably be in a hammock.
I know. I want to do the hammock thing with the pina colada and all that. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah. But yeah, I think there's definitely going to be something like sleep, only better is what it's going to be.
Yeah, like even we'll get cool revelation in our sleep, you know, and like falling asleep to exhausted animals in a hammock outside by a palm tree and animals that won't hurt you, and yeah, that'd just be so cool.
I wonder I wonder what heavenly dreams will be like.
Yeah, actually, and that's another thing. I think there's gonna be dreams too, and like you said, cool revelation and. So, yeah, it'll just be sleep and something similar to dreams also.
Yeah. Roman wanted to know. Roman wants to know if we can heaven will be like in the chat room. Well, we heard it from Jim. We're going to have rest. I know he's shown little John that it'll be, well, we're going to be on earth for 1,000 years, ruling and reigning with Christ. But heaven is going to be, little John said it looks a lot like earth, but it's just better.
I got a glimpse of heaven in that one fish fry, dream.
Oh, cool. Tell us.
Well, like the environment that I was in, it was this really, it almost looked like I was by a creek. But the grass was long, but like super like green and like healthy looking. And the water in the creek was like super bright blue. It was like sparkling and shining and really, and it was really cool. And I remember I saw Carter and Katie there with me. Those are the only people I saw with me. This was a while ago though, so I didn't really know anybody else. But the way the sky was, because my favorite time of day is like in the summer when it's like 4 or 5 o'clock. The way the sun is, you know, it's like not quite sunset, but it's like it gives like a golden vibe and it looks really pretty, you know.
That's my favorite. Yeah,
it was like that, like the sunshine where I was at in heaven was really cool. Like everything, it looked amazing. But I remember the water, though, was like really blue. Like it was like ridiculously bright blue.
Wow.
So I thought that was cool. And then that's when I pulled out like this note. It was like an old papered note, and that's the thing that said I come before the fish fry. So...
Cool. So cool. Little John saw Abba's Donut, an Abba Donut shop, and
Hello?
Yeah, do you want me to mute you, Jim?
Yeah, you can go ahead. I actually have to go in a second, too, so great to talk to you guys.
Oh.
Love y'all.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for calling. It meant a lot. Love you. Bye-bye.
Later, Uncle Jimbo.
Bye-bye.
Bye, nephew Luca, I guess.
Okay, let's talk to my buddy Keith. Hi, Keith.
What's up, Keith?
Hi, Keitho. Keitho, that's weird.
Keitho.
How about Keith? I'm sorry, no, that's not.
Keithy. Keither.
You know what, Belle? It's easy to sit in the chat room and make fun of me instead of calling in so we can make fun of you, okay? That's
yeah,
all I
Belle,
have
be
say.
A man. Be a man and call in.
I told you I'd give you the code if you want to bounce, but no, you have to call and make sure you have self minutes.
I mean the,
oh my
you
God.
Want to bounce, Belle? You want to bounce?
Terrorize the town. Listen, you guys, we're not going to be here in May. We're not going to be at Joe Gretto's compound in Vermont, but if we are, I will not wear the donkey mask. Okay, I will meet all of you. I'll stay for a week. We're going to have a good time.
There's a plot twist. That was actually her face. Just kidding.
Okay, so just lay off the jackass, okay? I get it. I'm a jackass. Bill, you were a jackass before me, so just stop it. Oh, that's cute, Bill. I love her. Okay, so, Keith, would you like to share anything profound and marvelous? No, he wouldn't. Okay. Well, Leah would. Leah. Hi, Leah.
Leah. Say something funny.
Say something funny. That's
no, Judy, you say something funny. I want to hear Leah laugh.
No. <That's
funny>. I really love that. Like, I want that for my ringtone on my phone.
Yeah, whenever you get, like, a text, you're like, Leah's laugh. That'd be so funny.
That would be awesome. That's like, have you ever heard anyone's ringtone where it's, like, talking to them and it's yelling at them and they're like, hey, your phone's ringing. Pick up the phone.
Hey, Leah, seriously, I'm going to do that. Like, You need to, like, record yourself, like, a two or three second laugh session. Just send it to me, and I'm going to make it my text ringtone. I'm not even kidding.
Only if you do a Leroy one for me. That would be fun.
I've sent you, like, a Leroy laugh?
Yeah. No, just say something
or
funny.
Or just be like, you got a text message.
Yeah, like Leroy-isms. There you go. That would be funny.
I'm totally going to do that.
That would be funny.
And for your phone, I'll just be like, ring, ring, ring. And that'll be your actual ringtone.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. You know what? Hey, Leah, if we go to the compound and I get to hang around you for a week, I guarantee you I'm going to adopt your laugh. Because I just pick up on people's personalities, and I start acting like them if I hang around them. So I'll be like, I will. Watch.
Watch. I'll even start laughing like that.
Here, Luke,
then people will really think that we're crazy. They'll think we're really weird.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yes. And speaking of weird, let's welcome Chris from Ohio.
Chris, you felt weird.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Chris?
Hi. Nice to hear your voice. Sorry, your a couple of calls were dropped. I thought maybe you hung up or something.
Actually, the first time I did not hang up. I'm not sure what exactly happened there. So I was just hanging on as normal. But then
well,
I hung up about
10 minutes
later and dialed back in, so I'm good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, last night
you
really put me on the spot, man.
I know,
oh,
but
dude.
You know how to...
I was trying to save the day, okay? I was trying to log in because Judy doesn't know how to work modern technology, so...
No,
don't worry, I don't either. The trouble with us 40-somethings.
I'm just kidding, Judy.
Oh, it's okay, son. I'll beat you in heaven.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
All right, so last night you asked me my favorite verse, Judy. And
yes!
I was, I mean, on the spot, like, I was supposed to come up with a favorite verse, like, in 5 seconds or less. So I thought, you know, for at least a good 24 hours to find, figure out what it was, so I could have an answer. Excited?
Yeah.
So I prepared a whole preach for you. I know it's a little
Ooh.
Scary, but.
You are making my night.
No, snap. You got a preach coming on.
Yeah, so give me your comments, see if you agree or not. But I just found that one of the most important thing in transferring from traditional Christianity to knowing and hearing God better, at least, was my view of God. And so there's a couple of verses I think that illustrate probably my view of God beforehand. And one of those is in the parable of the 10 minas, or the 10 talents, the guy who buried his talent in the ground, he said, God said, he knew that God was a cruel taskmaster. And somebody else on the phone? He said that God was a cruel taskmaster, a hard man, and who planted where he did not sow, and who was to judge unfairly. Are you guys following me?
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful, yeah.
And so, you know, I was just thinking about this view of God that so many people have. It causes them and everyone who has it to bury their talent because they just cannot, they cannot act normal. You cannot develop yourself and your talents if you believe that God is a hard taskmaster and unfair. And so I just wanted to illustrate a couple of ways. People don't would never really say they believe that way, but there's a couple of ways that it's very subtle. There's a song that's popular that has the lyric, "You give and take away." And it almost makes God out to be unfair. Like, you know, you give good things, but then you take away good things. And the way that my view of God was changed was that when I came to believe that he only gave good things and was only good, and that Satan was the one that brought the bad things, like lying, killing, destroying, that allowed me to kind of, as it says in Revelation, you know, go after your first love, because you lose it when you believe that God either is arbitrary or people blame him when bad things happen, like, oh, God allowed that, or God allowed this. So, like, take, for example, the most recent movie. Did anybody watch the movie God Is Not Dead?
What movie?
God Is Not Dead.
Oh, no, I never saw that yet.
Well, in it, you know, they are able to logically declare that the reason bad things happen is because of man's free choice. But then throughout the movie, when something bad happens, like somebody dies, they're like, oh, God allowed that. And just attributing, you know, both good and bad to God makes it really hard to love him with your complete heart. So, So, you know, the easiest way is just to attribute all the bad things to Satan. And, or, you know, most of the bad things to Satan and all the good things to God, and to understand that, you know, he is good. I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody.
I love it. It's making sense to me.
Okay. And then the second favorite verse is just along similar lines in the prodigal son. The oldest son said of his father, you know, here, I've slaved away for all these years, and you've never done anything nice for me. And again, you know, both of the prodigal sons, you know, the elder son and the prodigal, they both viewed God as someone who wasn't going to provide them with any fun. So the younger one had to go off and spend money to have fun, and the older one just kind of slaved away and never had any fun, and then got mad if anybody did have fun. So viewing God as someone who wants you to have fun, you know, is just really, really important too. So I know Judy's been harping on that a lot. Just wanted to bring up a couple of verses about that. So that's it.
Thank you for sharing, Chris. Don't go. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Well, thank you so much. Wow. What a blessing. I appreciated that. So how are the kids, Chris? How's family going?
Oh, it's doing great. Yep.
Nice. Well, guys, I think it's really fun to believe that. Oh, yeah, Kenneth, I do want you to call in with your testimony. He's in the chat room saying, Judy, let me know. Yes, call in now. Right now would be great, Kenneth. Otherwise, you can hear me talk. Don't do that. go ahead and mute that right there. It's a little bit loud. Okay. So Kenneth
is going
to call
fountain.
In. Thank you. It's just keeping order in the Church of God Almighty.
Yeah. No driving cars. It's sin.
Yeah. Oh, there he. I think that's him. Oh, no, that's my other buddy. No, he ain't calling yet. He'll call though. Kenneth will call. You guys, believing that the rapture is today is obedience, okay? I believe it's today because that's what God wants me to believe, because that's what he told little John. He said, believe the rapture is today and be happy. And so I do that by faith. I believe it's today because that's what pleases God. That's what he's asked of me and of us as a church. But you don't have to. You know, you don't have to. It's, you know, but if you believe it, he said you'll be happy. And today I was kind of like, Lord, because I said, but there's so many dates in the 22nd pass and, the 15th pass. And I wasn't whining, but I kind of was. I was like, I don't mind saying today, but these added dates, they make me sad because, like, you know, I didn't think we'd be here, you know, at the 22nd. I didn't think we'd be here for Luco's first day of work. I mean, you've been speaking these things to us. And you know what he told me, Luco? He's still there?
Yeah.
Everyone's unmuted, by the way, but I had noise in Chris and Keith's phones. I muted them, so just I'll unmute you when the noise goes away. But, thank you, Michelle. Kenneth, I'm just going to tell my story until you call in, okay? So you're the one that has the power to shut me up. Okay, so I said, Lord, it's just kind of hard, you know, with when the dates come and go, you know, and I've been doing this for 126 days. I know I can't complain. Bell's been doing it since 2010 on YouTube, and he told me he's a retired jackass. He's retired. Retired, you know. But the thing is God was so sweet to me, you guys. Right before the show, he said, and he said it in the sweetest voice, he said, but I founded my rapture-centric church on date setting and on the dates that I'm giving my people. And it was almost like the way he said it was so beautiful, you guys. He's like a big teddy bear with me, okay? He's so sweet because I was like, God, I'm just, these dates come and go and it just gets a little bit hard. I'd rather just say today, you know. It was hard to look forward to the 15th and to see that go. It was hard to look forward to the 22nd, Dustin's date, you know, and it went. And he said, but that's what I founded my church on. I founded the rapture-centric church on dates that I set with my wow. I said, God, I love you. I'm sorry. I really was complaining. I was. I was just telling him it's hard. I said, it's just hard. Oh, look. I think we have a caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. Praise the Lord. I've got a word for you. And that word is, he's getting ready to expand you. Did you
hear me?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's great.
And
my waistline is twice as big.
I wasn't speaking in that waistline.
I know. I'm just kidding, all right?
All righty. And for, I got something for your son also. He's going to understand more of the Bible and go deeper than you ever have. So he's also going to be teaching you a little.
Well, he's been teaching me for 125 days. Give us
but
your
anyway,
testimony.
Okay, I'll get to it. I had to say that first because the Lord emphasized that to me the other night, and he gave me some other things, and I have to do that first. Because
oh,
testimony,
good.
What a testimony is prophetic, and then it helps other people understand that God will bring them through things. So God has brought me through a lot of things in my life. For one, I wasn't supposed to be even alive. I was supposed to be aborted before I was born. But I made it through that, I guess. The Lord opened the door for me to stay alive, so that was good. Then when I was five, I was in a bus accident, and Satan tried to take me out, but he couldn't do it. And then God's brought me through many trials and many difficulties, including my first wife dying. And but she was ready to go. She was already gone before she died. We prayed three different times. The doctors told me to call in the family, three different situations, stating that she would not live through the night. And prayer kept her not only through it, but healed her of those things. And the last time she said, she told me, Ken, I don't want you to pray again. And I said, what? You don't want me to pray? Why not? She says, because you keep bringing me back. So I thank God for that. But she went to be with the Lord about 12 years ago. And then me and my present wife got together. Now we have a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, and a 9-year-old. And then she had a, well, her daughter's 16 and 17, and I'm getting all the ages wrong, and I'm hearing it from my wife. So,
tell her not, don't listen
anyway,
to the show, honey.
She won't get on. So, and then we have a, I think it's 21-year-old, I have a 21-year-old stepdaughter, stepson, and God brought him through Afghanistan. He was over there for a year. And then I have a 31-year-old, I think. I was 31. Anyway, God has brought us through so many trials and so many things. But God wants to show up and show off today to everyone in their lives. You know, it's great to have a date for him to come back. But are you continuing to work while you're waiting on that date? You know, God wants a church that's working, is being used on a daily basis. And I think I'm done for now.
Well, thank you for sharing, Ken. Thank you so much, brother. We love you. Thank you. Is that it for now? I have another caller on the line.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, would you like to share anything more?
Not right now.
I'll keep you unmuted so you may jump in at any moment. Let me see. Keith, would you like to, is there anything burning on your heart and mind, Keith?
No, just saying hi to everybody. We'll be doing good.
Awesome. Hello. Okay, and Tana's back. So
yay.
Let's see.
Hello.
Are you just
listening
here?
You can mute me. I'm going to have to go back out in something like 20 minutes. So it's up to you.
Oh, okay.
There might be background noise.
Okay. Well, Luca wanted to hear your lovely voice again.
Aww.
You're so much more clear today, Judy. We can hear you really clear today. I don't know what you did differently, but it's better, way better.
I have a different phone, so that's
okay.
It's so annoying. I won't do this show. I have that other phone. It just doesn't work. So yeah, thank you.
Throw the other one away. Just put it in the trash. The other one. Just forget about it.
You're funny, Keith. You're funny, Keith.
I know. I spent saying, "Can you hear me? Can you hear me?" Let me see. Mute Chris. Chris, she was driving, but I'm gonna keep you unmuted in case you want to jump in, okay, Chris? Oh, wait.
Okay, I'll mute myself. Thank you.
Okay, honey. All right, so, so I'll just kind of, Kenneth, jump in and share anything else. We love it that you called in and are sharing. So what I was saying was just that I was just kind of tired, and I said it was a little hard to go from date to date, but I can just believe it's today. And the Lord was saying, no, he said, but I found I'm going to continue to give dates to my bride. And it's okay. So it was really precious the way he said it. He said, I founded this church on the dates that I give my bride. So, you know, jump in and believe them. And it was just really a sweet moment I had. Oh, there's Grandma Pat.
Hi, sweetie. Hi, loves. Pat. Kind of just spend time with family. So sometimes I can't get on what I want to get on. So it's okay. But I'm here. I love you.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
How's everybody?
We're doing good. We're just here
Great.
With the fam, encouraging each other until we see him face to face.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's been everyone's voices and. Yeah. So Todd was in the chat room, and we want to welcome him. We love you, Brother Todd. I hope you can call in and share with us all your amazing anointed glory. We love you.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. So wonderful. Love that guy.
Yeah.
If you're in the chat room, you have to make a name. Don't go under, sorry, boot you out. You have to make a name and come back to us and love us and let us love on you.
Amen. You gotta love on you. Lots of love. Amen.
Hi, Mike. So get excited, you guys. By faith, you can get excited about today. I believe today's the perfect date. Like Red X said, March 25th. It's the perfect day to believe that he's coming today. And you know, if God is to other days. Feel free and believe him, you know, because that's why he gives them to you. And it's, he told me it's not, the issue is not, you know, if the date passes, but what I'm asking you is to believe and believe with your whole heart. We've done that on in our house, we've done it on at least 7 occasions in the last 125 days with our whole heart.
Wow.
And,
wow.
And it's been a blessing. It's strengthened our faith. And every time we did, God said, thank you for believing. And, you know, it doesn't make sense to your natural mind. But, you know, he said, it's so much the date. Are you believing what I'm saying? And thank you for believing. Because, you know, I'm not going to lie. It gets a little bit tiring. Not tiring, but like, but are you going to, is this one going to be for sure? Because he's not lying. He's not playing games. He really isn't. He's the whole day telling. That's why. Church. I mean, this church, Jesus Christ wanted us to be excited about the days and of today and then also any other dates he gives his bride. And so many brides are getting today and they're getting the month of March. So, you know, it's fun to be excited. And all I can do is it's like a supernatural experience to believe like this. And that's why I make it, you know, the joke about being a jackass, because you believe in something. You know, you keep saying today, and today passes, and tomorrow, and people are like, are you going to stop already? Are you going to stop doing that? I mean, just stop it. Stop it. You know, they say all kinds of things. They say patient. They're like, do something with your life. You know, it's like religious spirit is what that is. I'm doing something with my life. I stopped everything I was doing because God told me to stop everything and wait on him. Okay, and do absolutely nothing. So that's what I do. And I do absolutely nothing. I don't do anything the world requires, you know, of you, like in terms of getting up and going on, you know, I've taken care of my responsibilities. But what I'm saying is, and that's living by faith. And so I'm being rewarded for that. And one of those rewards is I'm just hammered drunk most of the time. It's hard to move around my house. You know, I'm laying down a lot, and the Lord's just pressing on me with his love and love for his body, love for the people, and just, you know, using my life. And I'm also just, he's just using my life to love him back. You know, I'm encouraging God right now. I'm encouraging him. I'm sitting with him. I'm sharing in his emotions on what he's about to do, you know. And it's a big honor. And we're all doing that. You don't have to quit your job to do that, okay? You don't. We're all doing it together. But some of us have quit our jobs. Ooh, ooh. We have a caller. Let on Carol.
Hey.
Hi.
You got it. Hey, Judy.
Hi.
Hey, Red X. Let me see if I can go down the line real quick. Let's see. Stacy, C. Garza. Oh, that would be me. Jason, let's see. Oh, Lord, my, I can't see. Let me see. Who's that? Joseph. Oh, Kenneth. Chris. Another Chris. Luco. Mabel, or MX Bell now. Oli Bell. Raina. Oh, that's the name of my doggie. But never mind. Rapture Centric. I said Reddix already. Let's see. Rojans and Romans. Ah, okay. I think I got everybody in the chat room. Hello, 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 hello. Hey, Judy, I just read right now that Todd was on the show last night in the chat. And
first of all, I have to say something, Carol. Wasn't it so fun to say all their names out loud? Isn't it like something amazing to do that out loud on the air?
Yes
or no?
Yes, absolutely. Because you know what? Everybody gets blessed when they hear their names. When we open the chat room and we mention everybody's names, everybody gets blessed because our names are individual to us, right? And when we hear our name, that means someone is really paying attention to me, to that person, to that individual. It's not just a group thing. It's just not a collective thing. It's a very personal thing, and we all need to feel loved and what's the word I'm looking for? Holy Spirit, help me here. To feel embraced. You know, we all need to feel wanted and feel like we're important because we are. We are very important. But some people feel, you know, they feel like they're not important, that nobody pays attention to them. We all need to be, God pays attention to every single one of us. But he also uses the body of Christ to pay attention to each other, because that's why we're one body, because we pay attention to one another, and we care. The hand cares about the foot. If the foot hurts, the hand hurts. It's like, hey, you know what? The hand wants to go and massage the foot because the foot hurts. See, that's how we are. We are one body, and we all care about each other, and we need to be more transparent. And Judy, God bless you for your transparency, because when we're transparent, we feel more comfortable with each other. So that's the problem with the organized church, in my opinion. Okay, maybe others have had very, very positive experiences, and to God be the glory, and God bless them. But in my experience, this sounds weird, maybe. But I feel more comfortable being around people of the world, because people of the world don't put on airs. They put on, they're themselves, and you see the good, the bad, and the ugly in them. But many, many Christians in the organized church put on a front, because they want to put on their best face, because they want to please God. But see, there's nothing in ourselves, nothing in our natural man that pleases God. We can't please God. Only God pleases God. And that's why when we have that attitude, when we realize and have that revelation and insight that Jesus is God in us, and his Spirit is in us, and wherever we go, he's with us. So that when we say hello to somebody, it's not us saying hello to them. It's Christ in us saying hello to them. When we say thank you, it is Christ in us saying thank you. When we say, hey, I love you, it's not the old man saying I love you. It's the new man. It's the new creation saying I love you. It's Christ in us. And we need to have that moment-by-moment experience and realization. And when we have that, that's when the light shines even brighter through us, because, you know, people see, you know, hey, there's something about you. What is it about you? You just said hello to me, but I'm drawn to you. Why am I drawn to you? Well, they're not drawn to our natural man. They're drawn to the Christ in us. And if it's just our natural man that they're drawn to, they're going to eventually just skedaddle. If it's not, if they're not, they're not, you know, if they're not, they're not drawn to Christ in us. But anyways, I kind of got off track, and you know, I kind of went on a rabbit trail, and I'm just so excited. You can tell. I don't know. I'm just so full of God's love and full of His life, and I'm just. I hope I'm splashing it onto everybody. Because,
you are, Carol. you are,
he's
Carol.
Just so awesome. He's just so awesome, and everybody is in the Rapture Centric Church, and all the believers, you know, all the believers are really, really awesome. I mean, we don't even understand what the word means, and when we don't even see ourselves how God sees us, and wow. What a blessing. What a blessing we are to the world, and we don't even know it. We don't even know what a blessing we are to the world, but we really are. And we just need to start taking that position. You know, in our spirit, we need to realize who we are in Christ, because we are kings and priests, ruling and reigning with Christ in spirit. And one of these days, very, very soon, it's no longer going to be in spirit only. It's going to be for the world to really see who we are. Just like Joseph, we were talking about Joseph the other day, the son of Jacob. All right, you know, he was in Egypt, and, you know, he was in the world. But the Egyptians loved him. They he was so anointed. He was so loved by the Egyptians. And then when his brothers came to see him, they didn't even recognize him. And he had to say, hey, I'm your brother. I'm your brother Joseph. And the love that he had for his brothers was just, you know, I mean, when you read that account, wow, you just start crying. You can't help but cry because of the love. And Joseph is just a picture of Jesus. He's our Jesus. And he marries a Gentile bride. Joseph did, and that's what Jesus is doing. He's marrying us. He's marrying us with all our imperfections. But because of the precious blood, you know, he doesn't see our imperfections. He sees us as his pure and spotless bride, without any blemish, without any wrinkle whatsoever. How glorious is that? And any moment, we are going to experience that translation, and we can feel it in our belly already brewing. It's brewing in our belly. This moment of translation is already starting to brew. And we're getting so excited. We've been excited for a very long time, but that excitement is just about to burst, and we're going to go poof, and we're going to get our glorified bodies. What a blessing! What an exciting moment that's going to be.
Amen. Thank you, Carol.
Wow.
Oh, you.
Carol, amen. And Kenneth, if you're in the chat room, just tell me when you want me to unmute you, honey, because you have static in your line. So if you want to jump in, just say in the chat room, unmute me, Judy, and I will. Because I think you're calling in on Skype and it was real staticky. But Carol, wow,
yes.
Carol, we are. Spotless and squeaky clean. We're just clean and beautiful and ready to go with our Lord. And every time I see somebody in the chat room say, I just want to go with the Lord, I just want to go home now, it touches my heart because I feel it. I feel it when I see people say that in the chat room. I just want to go home now. I want to be with Him. And, you know, He's the one that's made us rapture-centric. That's why He built a church, a rapture-centric church. He's the one that has given us this condition. And I'm not going to lie, it's painful. It's like we want to be with Him so bad, but yet He's the one that has given us this condition. And so it's beautiful. It's wonderful to be rapture-centric. I wouldn't want to live any other way.
And you know why he gave us this? You know why we have this longing, and we have this burning desire to return to him? Because we came from him. We've already lived in heaven. We've already been there. We were born in heaven. We were not born on earth. We were born again on earth, but we were born in heaven. We were born of God in heaven. And and we were there. We were already there. We know, and there's something in us that is, you know, longing to go back. That's why we're so representative, because we've already been there. We were born there. We know we know where our home really is, because we lived there. We lived there in eternity past. We just don't have any comprehension or memory of it. But the Lord put that desire in us, because he knew that was our reward. He said, you know, when he said, I have a mission. Go ahead.
Red X has a word before it goes away. I have to read it. Red X said, it's the power of the covenant, the blood that seals a new and everlasting covenant. The Lord has been speaking to me about this. Red X. I just had to read it, Carol. Sorry, because it's going to go away.
Go ahead. I'm reading it with you. Go ahead.
He said, a covenant gives a sense of security. Oh, dang it. It keeps going up. Okay. The Lord has been speaking to me about this. There is no fear with a covenant, because it's a promise and commitment to God.
It's so powerful when we consider the new and everlasting covenant filled with the blood of Jesus. Yeah. So powerful.
A covenant gives a sense of security. There is no fear in breaking up with God. Yay, it's so powerful. Keeps perfect peace and secure. Wow.
Amen. Absolutely.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, and Stacy said, Stacy's agreeing with what I'm saying. And she's saying, we knew each other in heaven. That's right. We knew each other because we knew our Father. God is our Father, and we are his children, and we knew each other. And we're the ones who said, send me to the earth. We will fight the good fight. He had an adversary. He said, look, you know, the devil's making havoc of my creation on earth. And to prove to him my love, my love surpasses all understanding and all evil. You know, I'm not forcing you guys to go, but I want you. If you want to go, I want you to go to the earth. And I want and you know, it's going to be hard for you. You're going to make a lot of wrong choices. You're going to forget that you came from me. But I'm going to bring you back. My love will bring you back to me. And if you go, you know, you're going to get a great reward, you know, when it's time to return. And so we came. We said, well, I will go. We'll fight the good fight. We'll run the race. We'll defeat the devil. We'll show him. We'll show him who we are, and, you know, that we belong to our Father, and that nothing can separate us from the love of our Father. You know, nothing. And Satan has tried to make mincemeat out of all of us. And yet we came, we are now at the very, very end, at the very, very end of time as we know it. And now this, you know, this urging, this strong urging in our spirit to return is there, because the Lord, our Father, is saying, come on home now. It's time to come home. And we're just so excited. And for such a very long time, we were all on our own. We're like, Lord, you know, your word says you're coming for us. When? And how come, you know, when we talk to people, we tell them, look, Jesus says he's coming for us. Yes, yes, but no man knows the day or the hour. And we're like, I know no man knows the day or the hour. But aren't you excited that he's coming? Well, there's a lot of people that need to be saved still. And you know, we have to keep doing what we're doing, because, you know, everybody dies at some point. Well, the Bible says that not everybody's going to die. You know, well, that's, you know, we don't know when that's going to be. But no, let's not talk about the Lord's return, because, you know, you're going to get distracted and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we're like, nobody wants to talk about the Lord's return, but he's going to return. Why shouldn't we be excited over our bridegroom? What bride isn't excited about getting married to her bridegroom? You know, she stopped talking about the wedding day, and, you know, so many people do. And we're not that way. And so what has the Lord done in these very, very last seconds? He's called us all together and said, gather around, guys. You're my children. You love each other. You love me. And you don't even have to see each other's face. But here we are because we all look like donkeys in this, in this flesh. We all look like donkeys. The donkey mask that Judy wears is probably the most beautiful face that any of us have, you know. But we all love each other, and God is showing, you know, by bringing us all together, we can't even imagine, we can't fathom the love that magnifies from us as a unit, you know, as a corporate body. That love, you know, you have all these little stars that shine, and then you put them together, and voila, we shine like no other. Well, this is glorious, and I didn't mean to take up people's time. I think there's somebody who wants to share. So,
yep.
Is there
Carol,
anybody else?
Everyone in the chat room is saying amen, Carol. That's awesome.
Beautiful, honey.
Get excited about today. Get excited. The Lord wants us to be. That's why he founded this church on the concept of today. And, you know,
yep.
He's excited to take us, you guys. He is. And he just told me, he just refreshed me today, talking so sweetly to me, you know. It is a full-time job waiting on the Lord. He's made it my full-time job. And and it's the most glorious place to be. It's the most faith-stretching place to be. And I like to be in a place where I'm being stretched in my faith, like Kenneth said over me. You know, I was making a joke about my waistline is stretching along with my spirit, and my faith is stretching. But it's just fun. You know, we're going to understand it all in a blink of an eye. And so I said, I will not insult you, God. I told him today because I was getting a little – I told him, I said, I don't mind believing for today, but I really don't like the other dates that come in. They make me sad. Like Luca's date made me sick because he had to go back to work. And God said, he goes, but can you do it for me? Because I've asked you to. And I was like, yes, I will. And I won't get tired of it. And I'll rejoice when each day comes and goes. Because one of these days, it's not going to go. And we're going to understand that all in the blink of an eye. And what we're going to be rewarded for, you guys, we're going to be rewarded for our faith. Just do it without faith. It's impossible to please him. So who cares? Who cares? If God's telling you to believe something, believe it with your whole heart like a jackass. And don't care what anyone thinks and what anyone says. And you know what? That's what I've done, you know, here at our house. And, you know, believe me, I had to quit being offended. God offends me almost every day. I'm not lying. And I have a choice to say, like the way you're doing this, God, not this again, or I say, I embrace it. I say, God, I don't understand your ways, but I trust you and I love you and you've been so good and I'm going to keep believing because you are good and I love you, Lord, I love you. You know, and I just sing that and I just love on him and turning his love all over. And Carol, you know, and we're so blessed, Carol, because we get to do this together. We get to get in on the chat 4 hours a day. And you don't even know how much it blessed me sitting here and doing this show with you guys and looking in the chat room, and when people say comments like, I just want to go, I just want to go, I just want to be with him, my heart melts like I'm in love. Like, I get like, you know when you're first in love and you get a crush on someone? Every time like, I read a comment, like when someone's out of the depth of their heart saying, I just want to leave today, please, Lord, I melt. I'm just like, yes, because somebody else is feeling that, because I feel that like every day, and it's so comforting to me personally to see other people saying it, and so we get to encourage each other. And I don't know, Carol, you call in and sharing, and you're like everyone on the line. I mean, you're like a melody, Kenneth, and, you know, it's just beautiful. Everyone on this line, Leah, Everyone here encourages me. We're here, you know, we get to encourage each other, and it's a real blessing.
It is. It really is a blessing. Hey, don't forget to tell us, Judy, if it's okay to tell us about how Todd received the chat room yesterday, because I wasn't here.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, a lot of people get booted out of chat because Blog Talk does this thing now, but Raina in the chat room, she'll tell you how to log back in, so go ahead and tell them, Raina. And some people jumped back in, and then we saw Revelation 3:1:1, and that was Todd, and he said, "You guys, it's me, Todd from Sam Heating. I love you guys." And it was just wonderful. He hung around with us, and then he had to go put his kid to bed, so he said goodbye, and you know, he said he'd call in and share, and you know,
right.
he's translated with us. That's what he told me, and we're like, wow, we love you. So it was really fun. That's what happened, Carol. It was great. Aria was there. Bill was. Luca and Tana weren't in the room, and Roman was there, and it just made my night. It was cool.
Oh,
that's
good.
You know,
wow. Yeah, because you know, I didn't know. I wasn't sure how he. You know, if he was getting mixed emotions of he loves us, but you know, does he feel he's not sure?
No, not at all.
You know,
100%. Wow. Like, I'm getting trained with this church. I'm going with you guys. You know, and you know, it was a blessing because you know that religious spirit is not going to win. You know, it's just
right.
not
mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I sometimes get that religious spirit in me. God tells me stuff, you guys, that blows my mind, and I'm like, no, God, you can't do that, no. I mean, the one day he told me, he woke me up, and he said, "Who do you say that I am?" And I was like, he woke me up to that, and I go, "Well, you're Jesus Christ the Lord." He goes, "Who do you say that I am?" And I went, "Jesus Christ the Lord," like Peter. He was quoting his own Bible. You know, he's like, and he goes, "Who do you say?" And then I go, "Peter. Jesus Christ, the Rock," and he went, "I am Boo Boo. I am Boo Boo."
He has a sense of humor.
And you know why he says that? You know why he does that? And he uses you, Judy, because you're one of the very few that really are fighting the religious spirit wholeheartedly. You know, and I mean, we all do, but not like you. And, you know, he's used you to break our religious spirits. That's what that's all about. You know, he is God, and he is to be, and he is very holy. And I do believe that, wow, when we see him, we're just going, you know, when the very first time we see him, we're going to be so speechless. We're just, you know, I don't think we have any, we can't fathom what he's going to look like. But he's going to, he's going to embrace us. And you know, he's going to melt us, and he's going to make us feel extremely comfortable, because he's comfortable, you know, and he's in us, you know. But he's using you. He's used you to break the religious spirits in us. We all want to be holy. We don't want to be religious, and we don't want to be worldly. We're like a pendulum, you know. That's what I've told my friends over the years. I said, you know, my life as a Christian has been like a pendulum. It swings from one end to the other, and one end to the other. And now I'm being balanced. I'm in a balancing area. I'm neither religious nor worldly. I'm just who I am in Christ Jesus. And I'm very comfortable in who I am. I'm still growing. I'm still learning. You know, the Lord is still showing me things that I didn't know. And that's great. But, you know, he's used the rapture-centric church to burn a lot of my own religiosity that was creeping up in me. Because that's what the devil wants. He wants us to be religious. Because he's the one who wants to be worshipped. That's why, you know, when I see, you know, I tell you what, guys, when I see, and don't be offended if you have pictures of Jesus in your home or whatever, you know, any kind of religious pictures. Don't be offended by what I'm going to say. But it offends, well, you know, I don't want to use the word offend, but it just bothers, I scratch my head when I see religious pictures, because Jesus doesn't look like any of those pictures. And why do we need to be reminded when people say, well, this is just a reminder? Well, I don't get it. And I don't get it. And, you know, I was raised as a very religious person, as a religious child. And my family came from Mexico, and I had a lot of relatives in Mexico. And I would go to mass over there or go to church over there. And the churches over there, the church buildings over there, they're scary. They would scare me, because I would walk in and, wow, man, there were these huge, huge statues and huge, huge pictures. And, oh, man, it would scare me. And why would it scare me if this was a holy place of God, you know, holy house of God? Why would it scare me? But, see, the Holy Spirit was already working in me to remove it. He was already working. Don't let these religious spirits get in you. Don't let the religious spirits get in you. And eventually what happened was, well, from being religious, I went to being very worldly. And then little by little, the Holy Spirit brought me back to himself. Call on Jesus. And when I said,
yeah,
Lord Jesus, ooh, now, you know, I get it. You know, but praise the Lord, and I'm telling you, Judy, we all know it. You know, you're no better than any of us. God has really used you to get this religious spirit out of us. So praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank
praise
you, Lord
the
Jesus,
Lord.
For using.
He got it out of me too. He really did, because when he said, "I am Boo Boo," I couldn't help. I made that video. I laughed. It's still my favorite video. I listen to it a lot. I do, because I just can't. That's really my favorite video, because I was just like, God, I was laughing all the way through it, because he said, "I'm boo-boo," and what he was saying when he says, "Tell them I am boo-boo, because what he's trying to say is, make me a friend, make me your teddy bear, make me cuddly, make me,
right.
I'm not just God, I'm your buddy. And the other thing that he did that really got the religious spirit out of me was, I only played Christian music. You guys, I'm not lying. I know world, but I hear it from my students. You know, when I work at the high school for 5 years, I know all the latest songs. I have to, you know what I'm saying, to deal with my students. But, you know, the Lord told little John, he said to him straight up, he said, all songs, you can worship me to all songs, all songs. I created all music,
mm-hmm.
all my music, not the devil's music. So that's why, you know, I had to break. He told me, he said, go listen to this Katy Perry song now. I was like, are you kidding me? Katy Perry's a Satan worshiper, Jesus. And she's like, and he goes, I love her. Go listen to this song and watch the video. And I'm like, but I only watch Chris Tomlin, Missy Edwards. You guys have seen my videos. I worship Jesus with worship, right? And he said, no,
mm-hmm.
I want you to worship to this. And I was like, are you kidding me? So I'm just telling you, like, when I make these videos, you guys, it's the Lord freeing me up too. He's telling me everything I made is beautiful. And all these people that have made contracts with the devil, they can still be saved, and they're beautiful, and I love them. I love, and I want you to love them, and I want you to worship to this song, you know, Katy Perry song. I want you to worship to, you know, all the songs we play, the Imagine Dragons, the Demon song. It's because he showed me the meanings behind it. He showed me the people, and he said every song that has been, you could make a worship song. It,
mm-hmm.
You can make it. He told me, I cuss. He said, you don't cuss because your mouth is glorified. So he said, your mouth is glorified. I'm like, are you cussing? I don't like to cuss. He said, you can because you have a clean heart and you're pure. I was like, talk to me about the middle finger. He goes, did you know your middle finger is not the F word? And I was like, well, but people think that, so I'm not going to do that. But he goes, but he told me at the park, he goes, but you could do it because you're pure. You know, Carol?
Wow.
And, I mean, he just went, I told you, I've made videos on a lot of this stuff, but he just
right.
keeps telling me how pure and how perfect and how beautiful we are and how his creation is beautiful. And we're to love all of creation and not judge any of it. And you know what? I was holding judgment. I already thought that, like, Beyonce and Jay-Z and all them that sold out to the devil, mm-hmm. I already thought that it's too late for them. I thought once you sold your soul and God told me, no, I can redeem you. Don't, you know, if you haven't taken the mark, I can redeem anyone. And
absolutely.
So that's why
absolutely.
Now I watch their videos and I'm able to see the God in it. And the funny thing was that he told my son, because my son was conflicted because he doesn't like most Christian music. He thinks it's boring. And God
mm-hmm.
told him, you can listen to it. And when he was listening to it, I was feeling kind of weird, like, oh, my gosh, we shouldn't have that music in the house. But, you know, God, you guys, God is not limited. If you...
Hey, you're cutting out, Judy.
Song, oh, sorry. How about now, Carol? Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
If
yeah,
you ask
I can,
God
I can.
To show... Now, is it better, honey?
Yep, I think so. Keep going. Keep talking.
I hope. Well, yeah, so if anyway, you guys, if you ask God to show you the beauty in every single person in every situation, he will. He really will. But, you know, we get so used to as Christians looking for the enemy everywhere. I've done it too. And it's
right.
The end of time, you guys. Go home. He's taking his bride. And what he's wanting us to see right now is his love for all of creation. And I've really gotten wrapped up in doing that. I stalk Hollywood right now. I like their videos.
Uh-huh.
I watch them. And I see, God told me, I want you to decrypt me in this video. I want you to find me. Quit looking
okay.
for the devils. I want you to find me. And I do. I
well,
find him in the deepest, darkest videos. Because he's there, you guys.
And
he loves all of creation.
You know, there are shows that I sometimes watch. And I go through my phases where over the years, not so much right now because, I don't know, the Lord's just moving mightily or something. But in the last few years, even though I had been rapture focused, right, I would watch a certain shows, and you know I would pray over the actors that would be in the shows because you know what, they would make me smile, they would make me laugh, and I also saw in so many shows there's a form of family unity, and you know I live alone, I have two brothers, one lives in Michigan and the other one in Ohio, so we're not even here. And, you know, I've never been married, don't have kids. I have my friends, but I don't have that sense of community that we all long for. Even if we have families, you know, most families, a lot of families, don't have that complete family unity and love that should be there. That's why we're all excited. That's another reason we can't wait to go. So when I would watch these shows and they would entertain me and I would see the love that the characters have for each other, I would start praying for the actors because God used those shows to bring happiness and joy to me and to bless me with that, with laughter and with a sense of love. And I'm like, well, why shouldn't I pray for them? So I've prayed for them. And over the years, you know, I rarely listen to music. So, you know, I don't really, it's not that I think of any of these musicians as satanic or demonic. And, yeah, I've seen, you know, I will say that when I've seen Madonna over the years, at the Super Bowl perform, and wow, some of the weird stuff she did. Well, you know, it was very demonic and satanic, but hey, she needs prayer like everybody else does. So who's praying for her? Why is everybody just attacking these celebrities, these artists? Why aren't we praying for them? Let's pray for them. They need God's
so what,
love
Carol,
just like we
another,
do.
You want to hear another religious spirit thing that God, you know, God told me, he said, you know what the church has done? They've separated males and females. So there's no healthy relationships between males and females. Everyone thinks, oh, my God, if you talk to them, you like them. And they're going to think you like them, and they have a wife, and this one has a husband, and so the church has separated people based on singles, based on kids, based on teenagers, based on old people. I mean, it's ridiculous. And God said, I didn't do that. I created the family unit. I didn't create a group of teenagers to get estranged from their parents in church. I want them together, you know, and
right.
That's why here at the Rapid-Centric Church, you can be 5 years old and you can be, you know, 95, and we're relating spirit to spirit. There's no age. There's no gender. And, you know, God told me when males can relate to females, it brings a lot of healing to people's lives. You know, when you just stick women with women and men with men, it's not healthy. And so we have a lot of that going on in this rapture-centric church, and it's breaking down walls. You know, people are getting healthy. They're getting true love. They're understanding, you know, that I can have a pure, clean, you know, person that's a different gender than me, and I can get rid of my issues that I have, you know, my anger I have. Men or my anger toward women, or you know what I'm saying? Life beats you up, okay? It gets hard,
yes,
but that's
does.
Why we heal each other. We don't have any religious spirits hanging out because Jesus is the pastor, and you know nothing can offend us because we keep love our priority. And so when that religious spirit sucks, all we do is we just counter it with love. You don't really have to cast out a bunch of devils. You just have to love. Love is the greatest warfare. Love all music. Look at the way that God sees it. And then see if you – I challenge everyone this week if we're here. I think we're going home today like the Lord wants me to believe. But if you're here, I dare you to click on any song and sing it to the Lord to see if it doesn't work. I put a song to my life today about a guy who's cheating on another woman. And you know what God told me? He showed Jesus – I really like this song. It's a real catchy tune. And he doesn't really want to cheat on the girl. He doesn't. He doesn't want to cheat on her, but he really loves her, but he has to live with this other woman, but the person he really loves, he can't have. And then
Mrs. Jones, is it?
It's a really cute song. You know what God told me? He said, Jesus said, you cheat on me. And I went, what? And he made me laugh. He goes, yeah, you cheat on me. In the other room with God the Father and the Holy Spirit. I thought that was really cute. I mean, he made me laugh. I love it when you cheat on me. You know, so adorable. I'm like, God, I love you. So he gave me permission to like that song into something pure and fun, you know, not cheat. He said, you cheat on me with the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus,
I've used songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and I'm not sure, maybe the 90s. I just haven't been listening to a lot of music in the last, you know, 5, 7 years, not like I used to. So the song that I like from the, you know, this quote-unquote secular music, you know, it's from 60s, 70s, 80s. There are a lot of songs that are very, they make people think. God uses those songs to make people think about life and about, you know, who they are. Well, you know, he's reaching to people through those songs. And, you know, like I said, I'm not current with all the new names out there. You know, I know of them, but you know, if I heard them on the radio, I would know that it's Katy Perry or Miley Cyrus or anybody. I don't really listen to it, and it's not because I'm holier than thou or better than thou. I just don't like a lot of stuff. But, you know, God uses everything. And here's another thing. Here's another thing that the Holy Spirit impressed on me in recent months. And I think I've known this for a very long time, but just in the last few weeks, you know how there's a big thing about the environmentalists, you know. And they're doing this to our earth and blah blah blah, and you have the conservatives who are adamant with the environmentalists, and the environmentalists adamant with the conservatives, and then we got people like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and all these creative people, the artists of the world. Well, you know what? What does Genesis 1:26 say? That God created us in His image. God created us.
You don't ever have to pray for if anyone can take your life, it's going to take your life. All you can pray for is to live. What's the point of praying for death?
Carol?
Yes?
I don't think was he talking to us?
I don't know. It was hard to. I heard something about prayer, but I don't know who it was, and I'm not sure if it was relating to what we.
Hold on, sweetheart. Hey, Keith, were you talking to us? Keith? No, I don't think he was. I think sometimes he's doing other stuff. Hi, Chris Nicholson. Welcome, sweetie.
Hey, Chris.
Nicholson, are you? Chris? He left us.
Hello.
I bet he's.
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, there
yeah,
you are.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah. Before you get started, could you lead us in some communion? We do air communion, or people can get crackers if they want.
Yeah, we can do air communion real quick.
Okay, let's do communion, you guys.
Yeah, we already have 15 minutes left, just about.
That's okay. It doesn't take long. If you could, if you want to go get
yeah,
crackers
let me get my
and
Bible
do,
here.
Go ahead, honey. And then Roman taught us how to do air communion, and I'll tell the story again. He shut his eyes, and he was just doing it all in the air, you know, pretending he was breaking the bread and drinking the wine, and then he saw a vision of Jesus' hand with the hole in his hand. And the blood was dripping out and dripped right into his mouth, and that's what Roman drank. And that's the most powerful story ever. So I like to do air communion. You don't have to, but Chris is going to do that with us. Thank you so much.
Okay. Let's see. What's it, 11:23, 24? Here we go. Okay.
You don't even have to use.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm already here. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And we eat. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." And we drink. Okay. Okay. Well, I wanted to share. I've been in some deep prayer. First off, Judy, I need to apologize. I'm sorry. And this goes right along with what you were talking about. Past couple days, I've been in some really, really deep prayer, and I wasn't practicing what I preach. I preach no condemnation. I preach no judgment. And God told me just because I don't think less of somebody or just because I don't hold a, you know, I say, oh, well, you're damned for this, that doesn't mean that I wasn't judging them. Just because I'm not saying, I'm judging you. Taking offense to something that happens from another person and being offended by it is a form of judgment. And it's wrong, and I had to get in some really deep prayer to realize that, just because something happens that hurts you or bothers you, that is a form of offense, which is in turn a form of judgment. So you have to let that offense go. You have to not only forgive the offense, but just put it out and say, God has a reason for it. God has a will for it. Don't even worry about it. Don't even think about it. You know, and you have to just completely, 100%, just say, whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, you just have to come to a point where you just, and it's really a form of, you know, I really try and keep myself in a high sanctification in my life. And that's another step in sanctification, is not taking offense to things, not being bothered by things. And that's another, and that's a really hard step to accomplish, because even though you don't judge someone or you don't condemn them, you can be offended by them, and it bothers you, but you hold yourself to a level where you don't, you know, oh, yeah, I don't judge this person, but it bothers me, you know, and that in itself is a form of judgment. It's a sneaky form of judgment, you know. So you're sneaking, a judgmental spirit in, and a religious spirit in, without even realizing it. So, you know, bottom line is, God wants you just to not even think about that stuff, not even worry about it. Don't even let it cross your mind. Just let it all go.
Amen.
And it's been, it's just been something I've had to pray about, and I've had to really just say, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, it really doesn't matter. And, it took me a little bit. It took me a few days to get to that point. But when you realize it, it allows a deeper level of peace and a deeper level of understanding with him. Because not every, you know, and I've always preached it, not everybody's called to the same thing. So if somebody else is handling things different or holding things different or dealing with things different, for me to be offended by it is judgmental, you know. And once you get there, it's like, oh, okay, God, I get it. You know, I understand
yeah.
it now.
That's so cool, because I understand, because what happens is we get like, sometimes we just get afraid, and I trust myself to God, you know, and with people. I'm like, well, if I trust God, if somebody says something that offends me, I can trust God for that. Like, I can trust God for them,
right.
And I can trust God. And it sounds like that's what happened, because you care. So when you care, you can get offended, you guys. God, like I said, I'm not
yeah.
lying when I tell you God. Almost every day, in the last 125 days, almost every day he says something that I'm like, no, that's not right. And he'll be like, yes, it's true. And then I have to work that out with him. We kind of wrestle a little bit, and then he tells me to make a video about it. And, you know, we all are accountable to God. And I just like what you shared, Chris, because you're mature, spiritually mature. You're just right now you're teaching a lot of people. A lot. What you just went through is going to help a lot of people. We have an average of 3,000 listeners live, according to Blog Talk stats for the evening. And you know, someone's going to experience is the best teacher. It really is. It's the best teacher.
Mhm. It is. You know, and I always tell you know, I was allowing myself a spirit of pride also, because I always prided myself on, oh, I don't condemn anybody just because I don't agree with them. I don't judge them just because I don't agree with them. I'm fine, you know. And I was thinking, oh, I'm, you know, and by me taking offense to things, that was a spirit of pride also, you know. I was, oh, well, why isn't this person should be doing, they should be doing this because I know that's what that's what God teaches. And God had to, you know, give me one of them spiritual slaps in the face and say, hey, they might not be at that step yet. Yes, everybody is in we are all, as brides of Christ, we are all in a mode of sanctification. Sanctification is a process. It's not something that happens overnight. It's not something that happens instantly. I accept Jesus into my heart, and now, boom, I'm not a sinner, and I'm great, and everything's perfect. It doesn't work like that. It's a process. It's a stepping, you know. It's like steps to heaven. It's like stairway to heaven, you know. You want to? We talk about, you know, worldly music, stairway to heaven. You know, that was not meant as a song about sanctification, but when I listen to it, I think about the fact that I'm taking another step towards sanctification. And when I get to that top of that staircase, I'll be at peace 100% during my 1,000-year reign of peace with hell, with God. You know, and that's the evolution, I call it, of being with Christ. And it's, and somebody might be a step back, or somebody might be a step ahead of you. You know, everybody's on different steps, and God will tell you when to take that next step. And when he does, that's between him and that person, not between anybody else and that person. So, you know, it was just, and that was my step, you know, was realizing offense is a form of pride and judgmentalness, you know, and it's not healthy. And that can force you to take step backs if you allow things to grab hold of you like that. So that's just, you know, that was just my, you know, and like I said, it took a couple of days of really, really deep prayer and just, Lord, how do I handle this? What do I do? You know, and he told me, he said, you don't handle anything. You don't do anything. It's not your place. Shut up and don't worry about it, is basically what he told me. You know, he puts things literally with me quite often. You know, it's just, you know, shut your mouth, you know. I call them spiritual slaps in the face.
Yeah, but you know what, Chris? Like, my favorite lessons are when people teach out of something that happened to them. I really get bored of listening to people talk in theory. When I talk, I try to, like, tell people how it affects me. And I really like that you just made it real. You just came on the air, and, you know, you just made it real. And I just really appreciate that, and I learned from you because you kept it real. And that's what God's telling me. I don't want superficial relationships. I'm not marrying a superficial bride. Not a superficial ceremony. This is not how it's going to be in heaven. See, we got to get real with God and get real with each other and love each other. And love, first of all, receive God's love and love him and get real. We can love each other. And, so, you know, I personally, this is my favorite. This is my favorite preach that you've given. It just came out of something that it sounds like was a bit of a suffering. I wouldn't say God slapped you on the head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He got you
good.
Well,
that's my figure of speech for, because I get it like the way I come to revelations like that is I beat myself up constant, you know, for sometimes days, sometimes weeks, sometimes even months, going, Lord, what do I do? I don't understand. This is not making sense to me, you know. And then all at once, it all just, boom, just comes to me, and it's like, oh, okay. All right, well, that was pretty simple, Lord. Why didn't you tell me that a month ago?
Right. Yep, well, that's because we learn as we go. And and if my 10-year-old can learn as he goes, God, he's making him go by faith too. You know, he is. He said, you know, Mom, if you would have told me in December we were going to be here in March, I would have never believed it, because God said, you know, God didn't say that. But, you know, he's using his faith too, and he's 10. You know, God is serious about, you know, teaching us, because he's getting us ready eternity. So I'm glad you just embraced it and jumped into it and we're sharing it. Because you know what, you guys? We're a family, and we're going to get offended by each other. But, you know, ultimately we're offended at God, you know, because God allows us to be offended through somebody. So I've learned when that you just quickly get with, you don't really have to confront people. You just get with God on it, and then have it out with God, and then if God says, I want you to nicely go say something to somebody, then you do it. But once you have it out with God, he'll take it all and make sense of it all, like he did with you, Chris. You know, you got, you and God had, and so you got the message. That's just the cool lesson. That's what we all need to, you know, be having it out with God.
Amen.
So does this mean we're going to get back to rubber ducky bath time, tub time, and all that fun stuff, or what?
Yes. I never stopped loving anybody. I was just, I needed to get with God, and I needed to get my end of what he wanted me to realize throughout it all, you know, and that was my end, was shut up, don't worry about it, worry about me, you know. That's all he wanted, you know. His big thing that he's been hitting me with for a couple weeks is, I don't want you thinking about this. I don't want you thinking about that. I don't want you thinking about anything but me. And that's it. You know, and I'm like, all right, God, I get it.
Yep.
And you know what? You know what's cool is he told me you were going to be back. So I was really happy because he told me instantly. He said he's going to be back. I'm like, really? I'm like, yay. So I told people in the chat room, you know, I told, oh, Chris will be back. He's just doing stuff with God.
Yeah, I know, my friend, you know, I was just in prayer trying to, you know, trying to figure out how to deal with my own issues. And my own issues are pointless. You know, all of it was meaningless. You know, when he opened my eyes about it, he's like, how does that really affect you? Is how he put it to me. Does it affect you at all? And I was like, well, no, not really. And he says, well, then why are you offended? And I said, oh, well, I don't know. I guess I don't. I and I was just like, oh, okay. So that's what, you know, but that's what, you know, and it's good. I like learning lessons from God. My whole walk, my blessing, my reward is being able to learn to be more Christ-like. I would love to, you know, love to see Jesus face to face and hear him say, well done, my good and faithful son, you know, and, you know, you did best you could to be like me, and I'm proud of you. You know, that's what I want to hear.
Well, good. Well, we have our Chris. We just love you.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have 30 seconds or something like that. Spirit in the bride today. Okay.
Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, right now. Right now.
Hi, honey. Love you.
Love you.
Spirit
on
the bride
today. Hey, thanks, Chris. I loved your sharing. Thank you so much. You blessed us all with it.
Love you, Lucille. Love you, Tana.
Love you, Keith. Love you, Tana. Love you, Carol.
Sweetie.
Love you, Chris. Josh.
Love
bye.
You, Dave.
Love you, everybody.
Love you, Carol. And on this note,
bye.
I will also have to say good night for right now. But I love you guys.
Love you too, sweetie.
Love you all. Love you, Chad.
Okay.
You too.
Bye.
Bye,
Tana.
Love you, Jesus.
Bye, honey.
Love you,
Jesus.
Love you.
Love you, Jesus.
Love you, Jesus.
We love you. We're ready, Jesus. Come get us.
Oh,
love you, Jesus.
Yes,
come get us,
ready.
Lord. We're ready to roll.
We're ready.
We'll go to the Vermont compound if we have to, but we don't want to. We
yes.
want to go home now.
We want to have the conference in heaven, Judy, not
yeah, just
in
yeah.
Vermont.
Exactly. We're having the conference in heaven. Under
yeah.
the tree, on the RCC tree.
Yes.
Vermont's pretty, but heaven's prettier.
With Mama Pap's pizza.
Amen, Ellie.
Yes, Tana.
Oh,
amen,
all.
Tana. Amen,
and
Tana.
And Judy's putting foot and shoulder massages.
Yes. Judy will be doing
that.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes, she will be the massage servant. She'll massage everyone.
Oh, wow, that's cool. We'll all need one.
Yeah. She owes us it. Yeah, be great.
Just yep. waiting.
You know, he's going to make us rapture-centric to be retards for much longer. Trust me, we're out of here.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Well, plus, you know, Israel, all their embassies are closing, so they're preparing for war right now. So
I know, yeah.
Things are going to roll on
you
that red
it.
Blood moon. Yep.
You hit it. Yep.
Yep. Those embassies are
closing. Oh, boy.
You're going to give us
watch
a video
that.
Update on news.
Okay.
It's time. The red blood moon.
Yep.
The 15th of April. The 1st of April
over.
Of the moon. Okay, love.
Yeah.
Bye. I love you.
We're
usually
at war
you.
Every time. So. Love you,
bye.
Judy.
Bye.
Love you, Pat.
I love
you, sweetie. Dream,
Pat.
Oh, wasn't it? I just didn't know the first word.
You're funny,
but,
Pat.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. I'll sing for you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey, Stacy. I hear Stacy has a great voice, so we got to get her to sing.
Get her to sing.
We have to hear Stacy sing, and
that'd be
and
nice.
Whoever can sing out there, everybody take a turn. It'd be great.
So we didn't play my song today. Spirit in the Sky. Luco was supposed to play it.
Yeah, Luco didn't get it. I have a feeling that he sometimes can't get the song. So I'll ask him, but yeah, I was expecting to play your song. But
that'd be good. That'd be great.
Not acceptable. He has to play that song. It's so good.
Oh, he will.
Send the song to me again. Send it to me again, okay? Because the other one you sent, the link did not work. So send me again, and then I'll get it to Luco. But I know Luco tried. Okay, perfect. Okay,
that'd
love you guys.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.